Oh, right. A longer intro than usual. We've got a few crazy things going on in the background here, but it is time for American Hit Radio on 90.3 WHPC. Finally, I'm your host, Tom Ryan, my lovely wife and co-hosts, Heidi Morales Ryan, taking care of technical things over there.
Yes, I am working.
And we will be with you for the next hour as we do what we do every Wednesday and Friday at this time. Things are a little bit difficult here at the station. You may have wondered what was going on last Friday when we weren't here. There's been a power outage here at Nassau Community College, and it was a pretty big one. The power was just barely coming on at all at various times, and by the time we had gotten here to the station at 5 p.m., it was pitch black. There wasn't any power at all. And even as I'm talking to you now, there's this monstrous generator outside that's supporting things while they try to figure out what's going on. So hopefully that does all get worked out. And it's wonderful that they've got that generator, despite the fact that it's monstrous and very loud outside of the studio at the moment. It's what's allowing me to talk to you now. So that's all good news. Of course, you know that on Wednesdays, Heidi and I take a walk.
A stroll,
very good, through two separate lists that we have compiled, the top 500 of the top 40 and the alternative top 40. Both lists contain 500 albums from the year 1955 until the present, or actually, I think we stopped around 2015, of what we consider to be the best albums in those two categories, the top 40 to cover the popular albums and the alternative top 40 to cover 500 albums that were not popular enough in their time to make the top 40, but seemed, in our opinion, to be incredibly influential and relevant to this very day. So the album that we're covering today is actually album number, I forget the number. I think it's number 169 that we've covered so far. It's amazing that we've actually done that. But we are in March of 1973. We actually started in January of 1964. So it's taken us this long to come 10 years. 1973 is a banner year for albums. So we're going to be on 1973 for a while, as we were in 1972 as well. That was another banner year. The album we're covering, though, is the second album by the British band Roxy Music. It's called For Your Pleasure. And it only went up to number 193 on the Billboard charts here in the United States. So Roxy Music was not particularly well known in their heyday. A very popular band in Great Britain at the time, but America had some catching up to do. And we certainly missed the boat with this album entitled For Your Pleasure. Some people consider it to be the best album ever that ever came out of England. I've read somewhere that Morrissey calls it that. Said that he thinks it's the best English album that was ever made. It's the band's second album, as I already said, but it's also their final album with Brian Eno. So at this point in time, Brian Ferry and Brian Eno are working together, and although they only did it for such a short while, it was a brilliant pairing. They each did things that were so complementary of one another because they had such different styles and different personalities. Brian Ferry brought all of the romance and a melodic touch, and Brian Eno just brought his production ideas and a real genuine true weirdness to the band that made it remarkable. So we're going to try to play the entire album. Let's start off with a monstrous opening track. should have been a huge hit. It should have been a huge hit single here in the United States, but was not. But you can make up your own mind when you hear it now. It's called Do the Strand.
There's a new sensation, a fabulous creation, a danceable solution to teenage revolution. Do the strand, love. When you feel love, it's the new way. And that's why we say, do the strand. On the tables, quack labels, place or Mabel's. Slow and gentle, sentimental. All styles served here. Louis says he prefers laissez-faire les grand. Tired of the tango, fed up with fandango. Slide on rainbow in furs or blue jeans. You know what I mean. To the strand.
Did.
I will never, ever get tired of hearing that song. It's just amazing. I will admit that when Roxy Music came out, I was not familiar with them. I think if I was, I would have been a fan. I do remember that I had friends around this time that were praising them and telling me how great they were, and I wasn't listening.
You were resistant.
Yeah, I just really was. I think I heard a couple of things and I said, oh, that sounded really weird to me. And I never really focused in. I never bought an album. I waited about maybe 10 years. It was like sometime. Actually, what happened was they put out their sixth album around 1978, and the band changed drastically in that amount of time, in those 7 or 8 years. And I loved that album. And it made me say, well, I should go back and listen. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing as I did this. I was like, Roxy Music quickly became one of my favorite bands of all time. But the fact is, as much as I think that a song like Do the Strand should be a hit single, the band really was never that a singles band here in the States. They had one top 40 hit that you might know, and that is Love is the Drug. Well, it was off of their fifth album, Siren. And other than that, nothing made the singles charts. But I do think that Do the Strand deserved to. I mean, don't you? Isn't that song fantastic? I mean, the lyrics are hysterical. The driving beat, the energy. It's just a archetypal Roxy Music tune in so many ways. And the other thing to consider, if you're familiar with like the latter day Roxy Music stuff, songs like More Than This, Avalon, To Turn You On, are absolutely gorgeous, beautiful, lush songs. It's Brian Ferry taking things as far as he can in the direction that he was able to take it by focusing intensely on the romantic side of things. But in this early stage, it's hard to believe it's even the same band, really. They've changed so much while still retaining an identity, which is an amazing thing. It's like, if you love the latter day Roxy Music stuff, chances are you're going to love the earlier stuff too, even though they may as well be two completely different bands. And yet, like I said, they've got that identity from the beginning to the end that just makes them, I don't know, lovable. There's something about them that's just like that. This album, we played their first album maybe about a year ago. It came out 9 months before For Your Pleasure. And being the first album, most of them, of the band at that time, had no studio experience until that point in time. And the first album is like recorded, the sound isn't that great. It's one of the most incredibly remarkable albums you'll ever hear. But the fact is that the audio, the way that the album was actually mixed wasn't really up to speed. On this album, they had more time, they paid more attention to detail, and the songs are crystal clear. It's excellent production all over For Your Pleasure. And the album takes you through a tremendous number of changes. In fact, this next song is a perfect example of what I mean by a number of changes, and B, the way you get that mix of Brian Ferry's sense of romance and then the utter weirdness of the band and Brian Eno, what they bring to the equation. On this song, next song called Beauty Queen, you will absolutely hear both extremes at full, both on 10. It's one of the most romantic songs you've ever heard in your life, and then it's got a middle section that gets so full-blown weird that you can hardly believe what's going on, and then everything resolves. It's rather an amazing, remarkable piece of work by Roxy Music. From the album For Your Pleasure, here is Beauty Queen.
Treasure so rare,
devils might care. Your swimming pool eyes, in sea breezes they flutter. The coconut tears, heavy litter they shed, swaying palms at your feet. You're the pride of your street. While you worship the sun, summer lover of fun, gold number with neighbors who said that you'll go far, maybe someday be a star, a fast mover like you, and your dreams will all come true.
I don't know. Every time I hear this, I become overwhelmed by how amazingly well written the material is. It, you know, Brian Ferry is a bit of a genius, really. Don't you agree? I mean,
oh yeah, I've been a big fan for ages.
Yeah, I mean, it just as these songs flow, the beauty. I mean, the way that he's first of all able to not only capture that melody for Beauty Queen. And write these beautiful lyrics that sound as though it's about a relationship that might be on its way out and the heartbreak that goes with it. He then sings it in a manner that has such a interesting ebb and flow that it's really like he's even able to toy with the melody and make it even more powerful. Even though the song is written in a manner that's redundant, it never, even for a second, sounds like it is repetitive. Just something else. You'll notice things like that all over this album in the way that Brian Ferry writes. For example, this next song, Strictly Confidential, is definitely on the one of the slower songs on the album. But it's, again, it's just remarkably clever. Is it, you know, about some I do? And I'd be interested to know if you could derive a meaning from it. As I listen to it, it sounds to me like a very wealthy person on their deathbed and trying to gather their own thoughts and put them down on paper before it's over. I'm not even sure if I'm 100% right about that, but that's what I've conjured. That's what I've like basically said. I think I remember that's what I thought the song was about. But listen for yourself. It's entitled Strictly Confidential on 90.3 WHPC.
I die, I'll write this letter. Here are the secrets you must know.
Surprises me. All the songs.
They're very abrupt endings.
Yeah, the endings always surprise me, even though I know the album incredibly well. I know what it is.
We were so busy talking about the album cover in
right.
the studio.
I don't know if you've ever seen the album cover, but it's worth talking about. Brian Ferry and Roxy Music, of course, in general, are notorious for using female imagery.
Beautiful women.
To incredible lengths on their album covers, and they're usually in some way outrageous. And this album in particular is something else. You just read the woman's name, Heidi. It was Brian Ferry's girlfriend at the time. Amanda Lear? Does that sound right?
Yes, Amanda Lear.
Okay.
Yes.
And she's dressed in, it's black at night.
Like vinyl, perhaps.
And the cover itself is it's at night, so the cover there's like a city that or a cityscape that you see in the
right,
far
London.
Distance, and she's out walking her panther, and because the cover is so dark and it's a black panther, you barely see the panther at all. You just see the head and the eyes with the mouth open and like ready to like attack, and she's just so incredibly sexy and confident walking this panther on the cover. It's just one of any number of series of remarkable covers.
I mean, her outfit's very bondage wear.
Yeah. But I mean, the thing about Roxy Music, if you were an album fan and you were going shopping for records, it's sort of hard to not want to buy Roxy Music albums because the covers were so provocative and amazing.
Yeah.
The cover itself made you want to buy it just so you could look at it because they're...
You have to study it.
Yeah, they're always... Every one of them really are interested. There was a cover with Jerry Hall.
Basically
as a mermaid washed up on a beach. They're all very interesting. There was a picture of girls coming out of the woods, pretty much almost fully undressed, covering their breasts or whatnot, or their crotches with their hands, and looking a little
apparently
bit shocked.
Apparently those are two German fans.
That, is that right?
Yes, got that honor.
Rather, again, an amazing cover. But... In this album in particular now, the next track up is another straight-up rocker, similar to Do the Strand. It's called Editions of You.
Never want to have too much cheesecake too soon.
Don't let this happen to you. Really, I mean, Brian Ferry is like one of the most incredible characters in the history of rock and roll. And it becomes quite obvious on this album, the way that he plays up, you know, his personality in these lyrics. And he's not the only character. I mean, Brian Eno is in this band. You heard that synthesizer solo that just went by in the middle of that song. You know, that's Brian Eno playing it up. And you got to hand it to Andy McKay and Phil Manzanera for keeping up that incredibly strong but campy vibe that keeps things going. Now, on this next track, nobody in the planet would be better at conveying ennui better than Brian Ferry, especially the ennui of the incredibly wealthy. And this next song is exactly that. He builds this up so brilliantly. It starts just like a very rich person going through cataloging moments of their life, and then it begins to become obvious that there's something really strange about this person, especially when you realize that he's talking about his blow-up doll. He's in, he's fallen in love with his blow-up doll.
It's, you know what? It's probably an easy relationship to have.
So, I mean, it's so strange because it's obviously a song about loneliness.
Yes.
More than anything else, about being incredibly rich and yet still
filling in the gaps.
Incredibly lonely, where your best companion is made out of vinyl. My breath is inside you. Anyway, you got to hear this. It's just an amazing composition. It's called In Every Dream Home, a Heartache.
In every dream home, a heartache. And every step I take takes me further from heaven. Is there a heaven? I'd like to think so. Standards of living, they're rising daily. But home, oh sweet home, it's only a saying. From bell push to faucet, in smart town apartment, the cottage is pretty, the main house a palace. Penthouse perfection, but what goes on? What to do there? Better pray there. Open plan living, bungalow ranch style. All of its comforts seem so essential. I bought you mail order, my plain wrapper baby. Your skin is like vinyl, the perfect companion. You float in my new pool, deluxe and delightful, inflatable doll. My role is to serve you, disposable darling. Can't throw you away now, immortal and life-size. My breath is inside you. I'll dress you up daily and keep you till death's sighs. Inflatable doll, lover ungrateful. I blew up your body, but you blew my mind.
Thank you. probably had you going with that fake fade out there. Like, why isn't he coming back and talking? The second one is for real. That's great comedy. That's in Every Dream Home a Heartache. At this point, we'd flip over the album to side two. Side two is a lot more Eno-influenced, I think you'll notice. The first track up is the longest song on the album. It's over 9 minutes. And it's, again, interesting lyrics. It's a song about, I believe, that the main character is a bit of a sexual stalker sort of a character.
Yes.
And the music, though, is very redundant and a bit haunting. It's, if you were listening a few weeks back when we played the band Can, that we played the album Iggy Bonmyasi, this sounds like it could have been off of that album in some sense. It's called The Bogus Man.
That's a bit of a stretch, but I'll let you go with that.
It sounds like to me it works. But it's called The Bogus Man on 90.3 WHPC.
fast as he can run. He's tired but to get to you and show you lots of fun.
breathy ending.
Yeah, it's what you could actually, if you listen really close, you can hear Brian Ferry hearing the song in his headphones when they bring out the band entirely, and you hear just his voice making the clicking sounds,
yes,
while the rhythm bleeds through his headphones because he's so, they have his volume up so much. Well, a couple more tracks. The next track on the album is called Grey Lagoons. Another song I think that's reminiscent of the song Beauty Queen on side one, where it's got a very romantic melody that also begins to trip out and go totally freaky at various parts. Okay, then, from the album For Your Pleasure, Roxy Music, here is Grey Lagoons. Brings us to the last song on the album, the title song, and a title that I am happy to repeat For Your Pleasure, may we offer you the last track from the album For Your Pleasure, entitled For Your Pleasure. Take care, folks. See you Friday.
For your pleasure, in our present state, art falls part two like anything we present ourselves. The words we use tumble all over your shoulder, gravel hard and loose. They're all night lying with your dark horse hiding, abhorring such extremes. Getting older, but you'll wake up soon and fight in the morning. Things you worried about last night will seem lighter. I hope things will turn out right. Old man, through every step I change, you watch me walk away, terror.